Step 2. Think of actions to help solve the problem. Write down 3 things you could do to help solve the problem. Consider things you can do that don't depend on somebody else. Don't try to decide which one is best. Just come up with different actions you might carry out. Don't worry if you tried something before and it didn't work. Situations change. And don't worry whether the actions will solve the problem completely. Your aim now is to be doing something useful, not to fix the whole problem. Here is an example. It was done by Amy, employed as an executive secretary to a senior manager. The problem. My workload is overwhelming. Files are piling up in my tray, and even though I work long hours, I keep getting further behind. I've told my boss that the workload has been growing quickly, but she doesn't do anything about it. The whole situation seems out of control, and I'm starting to feel pretty depressed. Possible actions. 1. Just keep going. Maybe my boss will notice how overloaded I am, and she will get another employee to take over some of the work. 2. March into my boss's office and let her know that I've had enough. Ask her to stop making unreasonable requests. 3. Write down all the jobs that are on my desk. Then note which ones are urgent to do today, and which ones need to be done this week, this month, or this century. That way, I'll be focusing my energy on the highest priority tasks, and I can plan ahead a little more effectively. Now write 3 possible actions you might take to help solve the problem you've identified. Remember to pause the CD so you can write. Step 3. Compare these actions. Consider which of these actions are most likely to help the problem. Look at the advantages and disadvantages of each one. This is what Amy wrote in our example. Action 1. Just keep going. Advantages. It's what I'm used to doing. I won't get into conflict. Disadvantages. The situation will probably keep getting worse. If I fall behind much more, I could get into big trouble. I'll become even more depressed. Action 2. Let my boss know that I've had enough. Advantages. I'll be speaking my mind. My boss might fix the situation. Disadvantages. I don't enjoy confronting people. My boss might get angry with me for being so direct, and this might become a new problem. Action 3. List my jobs by their priority. Advantages. I can catch up with the urgent jobs. That would take some pressure off so I can look for other solutions. I would feel more in control of the situation. That would help my mood. Disadvantages. I'll still need to deal with the workload problem at some point. Now it's your turn. For the 3 actions you came up with, write down the advantages and disadvantages of each one. Remember to pause the CD so you can write.